This is Ozarks at Large. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have canceled their season for 2020, along with the rest of minor league baseball. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth spoke with the team's general manager, Justin Cole, about what that means for the Springdale Club going forward.
Under normal circumstances, July is prime time for minor league baseball. But since the COVID-19 pandemic, bats haven't been swinging at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale, home to the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the AA affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. The team's general manager, Justin Cole, had been holding out hope for a shortened season after Major League Baseball put forward a plan for a 60-game season for the major leagues starting later this month. But on June 30th, MLB announced that no minor league teams would play ball in 2020.
It wasn't maybe the most surprising news for us, given just the timing and things we'd been hearing as they were trying to get everything back going in the big leagues. Just it was looking like it was going to be pretty insurmountable for us to play, but still definitely disappointing when we got the news officially. We'd been kind of letting our fans know that it was a possibility for a little bit, so try to soften the blow if that news did come. But moving forward, we're obviously trying to make sure everything's ready as it can be for 2021.
With no season, thousands of fans across the region are missing the sport. The Naturals draw an average of about 4,000 fans per game. And dozens of Springdale businesses, which depend on those fans to draw revenue, are missing out too. Even the city of Springdale, which the Naturals pay rent to based on the number of games they play each year, is out that money, set at just over $392,000 for this year.
But obviously, we're not generating any sales tax revenue without having events. We're not really bringing in any revenue without having events. If we don't play this year, we'll just look to shift as much as we can to next year, or obviously we'll give refunds to folks that need them. And we've been communicating with people the last few weeks, giving them all those different options and fulfilling whatever's going to be best for them. Our agreement with the city does call for us to pay a yearly rent payment, but it's contingent upon the amount of games we play. So it's basically, if we don't play, then there's no rent payment. But really all that does is it impacts our capital maintenance fund, which thankfully after 12 years does have a healthy balance in it. So we've taken the approach of same with the city. We're going to wait and see what happens, and we'll just be very, very careful with our budgeting the next few years as we go to the city public facilities board for capital projects and make sure that we keep a healthy balance in that fund and kind of just move on from this year without it. So it's one of those where it's very strange in that the year almost just completely wouldn't count, and when you think about how long a year is and in this facility, what we're used to, I always say the word strange, but that's just what it keeps coming back to for me.
According to the Springdale Public Facilities Board, which oversees the operation of the stadium, the capital maintenance account held $936,000 at the end of April. Now, Cole says he's trying to find other ways to bring some fans to the ballpark before the summer ends.
So what else can we look to maybe do safely the next few months at the park? I mean, we've looked at what other clubs have done, what other markets have done, keeping an eye on the governor's and Department of Health guidelines for large venues. We've kept a very close eye on both the Phase 1 and Phase 2. So we've put some internal plans together for that. But if anything, when we start off, it'd probably be pretty simple, very small, come play catch, pre-reserve, stuff like that, that isn't going to be a large gathering and is going to be very easy to spread people out. If you come out to the ballpark in the past on a game day, you know everything's kind of up and running and we got people in the parking lot and concessions and we're shooting fireworks on Fridays. It's going to be a much, smaller, more intimate gathering in this large facility. I don't see us going past right now. I believe Phase 2 has it at 100. I don't see us going past that for the foreseeable future, and we're going to kind of probably take our guidance as it comes from the state on what we need to do the rest of this year.
In May, Governor Asa Hutchinson allowed large venues, including stadiums and arenas, to reopen across the state with some limitations. Cole says Arvest Ballpark management is still weighing what protocols will need to be in place during special events to keep patrons and workers safe.
To be honest, we haven't finalized them yet because we don't have an event on the calendar. We've been working with our corporate ownership as well as those guidelines on what it would be. If and when we open, it'll be basically following the state's guidelines to a T. And I believe they don't mandate temperature checks on people coming in, but they do advise that for employees that are coming to work the event, as well as obviously the other protocols on social distancing and hand sanitizer. So we've reviewed those in pretty good detail. And I'm comfortable that we can execute based on those guidelines. It's very serious we follow those guidelines and keep anyone safe coming into the building. But we know to execute an event of 100 people and under in this large facility, we can pull that off.
And while there's still no word on what a 2021 minor league season will look like, Cole says he's optimistic, but believes that this year's lack of games could have a lasting impact on the sport.
So it's very strange to have this beautiful facility and just not be able to have a lot of activity in it. And then from the player's perspective, it's hard for me to speak on their behalf, but I do know that it's just got to be the same way. You know, they're used to dedicating months to trying to develop their craft and achieve their ultimate goal, which is make it to the major leagues. And, you know, people always joke you're not getting any younger, but in professional baseball, these key years of development are really important. So I know they've been working out, and I know there's been a lot of Zoom calls between the Royals and their players and trying to keep everybody as much as they can on a plan. But it's tough when you don't get to play those games and get those reps against the opponents. So it's going to be one of those where time will tell. But I'm sure it's got to be really difficult, especially if you're a guy who's been grinding and, you know, thought maybe this was your year in AAA and maybe this would be your shot at the major leagues. You don't lose your career maybe, but you lose that year and maybe you can't ever quite recapture that, you know, that kind of pedestal that you were going to be on. So time's going to tell, but it's definitely going to be a very strange when it all shakes out.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.